Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, and welcome to another edition of GeekCast Radio. I am Justin Bissonnette. I am joined by Evan Zolestico. What's up, Evan?
Not much. Just a fun thing. As Biss and I were just talking about, he let his phone almost die, and my phone is still syncing to my computer. So we are both, he is standing near a wall, I am hovering over my computer. So this will be a very interesting evening.
Yeah, we're both in awkward positions for this this GeekCast, but who would want it any other way, right? So
exactly.
So we got there is a little thing going on recently called E3, which is a pretty big geek event. So we're gonna dive into a bunch of that. And while you were over in Ireland, there was quite a bit of Marvel casting news. So I guess we'll tackle that, and then we'll jump into the spoils that E3 has brought us.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Like, I guess, you got to kind of start with Punisher, I guess, right? So let's dive right into Punisher.
Yeah, like, I think I've touched on this before, or if I haven't, if you've talked to me, I really liked Tom Hardy as a Punisher candidate. Hearing that it's the guy from The Walking Dead whose name escapes me, I'm totally okay with that. Like, he looks the part. He's got the acting chops. I think this is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to go with Joel, and the last name starts with a B, and that's as much as I can do. I should bring it up on my computer, but I'm next to a wall right now. But yeah, if you look at his acting credits, it's Walking Dead, Gunn. He was a police officer in The Wolf of Wall Street. That checks out. And he was in that Fury movie. So, killing Nazis. Boom. He's got a gun in every role he has. Perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, this is something I was kicking around today, and I'll get your opinion. Do you think this means that we'll see a Punisher cameo in Defenders?
Maybe. Asking the hard questions. You know what? I'll say no. I'll say
you're gonna go no.
He'll either be a build up to his own or something else, but he won't show up in Defenders.
I've spent most of my day being like, "There's no way." Except for like in the last 20 minutes, I've thought that absolutely it will happen. If we're going that's the big war between the chase and the hand, I could totally see like a brief cameo where he's just blowing ninjas away. But time will tell, right? We still got to get all the way through Daredevil season 2 to see if that's even a possibility. So.
Oh yeah, and I think we'll do just fine.
The other major Daredevil related casting was actually a near miss. Jason Statham was rumored to be Bullseye. I think both of us kind of gave out a sigh of relief when this didn't come through.
Yeah, like I'm actually a Statham fan, but like I don't know, like, he doesn't quite scream Bullseye, you know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, it seemed like something that was, even if he was talking to him, it was a, like, well, I'll prove I can do this. And then once you prove you can do that, what's really the incentive besides money to stick around and do it, you know? And if that's the case, then I'd rather not have him be in the role, you know? Seems to work out a lot better with people that really love the roles.
Hugo Weaving situation? Sorry. No, thank you, Red Skull.
Yeah. Yeah, or Whiplash, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, We're down to the final four of Spider-Man. Do you have a front runner?
No.
Four that are left?
I wish I could say I did, but I do not. I'm just kind of to see where it's going to go, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same book. The kid that everyone thought was going to get cast, I really liked. But this is going to sound really weird, but his eyes were super blue, and that would have been kind of weird as Spider-Man for me. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I can pick that. I know what you're saying.
You know, like,
same context for.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not thinking of this new age technology stuff like contacts. the last one would be a Doctor Strange casting. We got a casting for
the Ancient One.
Mordo, yeah. Well, the Ancient One, yeah, and Mordo as well.
Yeah.
So both not the traditional profile of those roles, and both I'm super happy with. Like, I'm pretty pumped for both of them. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with Clea being the Ancient One. I don't know why. I just am. And, like, it
fits. It seems to make sense. She has kind of like a mystical presence to her. So I think she can pull that off fairly easily. And I have never seen the guy that they cast as Mordo as a villain. Apparently he has played those roles before. But the 12 Years as a Slave he was very good in. So, I mean, I'll chip that in. So yeah, that's our Marvel casting. We gotta expect coming up. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will probably be releasing some casting news coming up, and some more Daredevil, Elektra, and obviously somebody's gotta play Bullseye. So that's gotta be coming up soon, right?
God, I can't wait to find out who. I'm stoked to find out who plays Bullseye.
And for me, if it's a relative unknown that's going to be committed and can show up in multiple medias, you know,
yeah.
I'm all for it, you know.
Yeah, I think Marvel's above the surprise guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think whoever we get for MCU, let's shoot him for a second. I think whoever we get is going to be a good choice.
Yeah. So that'll bring us to E3. I'm really stoked because the parts that I missed, I think you paid closer attention. I did not see the Nintendo, and I know that you I'm sure that you were on top of that. I've kept up with the Microsoft and the Sony stuff, so I think all together we have it all covered.
I think so. You go first. Make sure.
All right. So,
that's my cheap like, way out.
I have a weird like sports thing that I dig a lot of the sports games. So I'm going to keep those short and sweet. There's some Pro Evo soccer news came out that's pretty cool. They're going to expand the Champions League or the Masters League in that for like the first time in like 10 years. And then the Madden stuff came out, and it was very meh. But the other stuff that I'm pretty stoked for is Fallout 4, which I have never played a Fallout game before. But Fallout 4 is like a free-roaming. It's going to be kind of like a Skyrim with guns, seems to be a good explanation. Fully customizable guns, and as you go around and scavenge through this post-apocalyptic, I think it's Boston, and the city's tailored after Boston, Massachusetts. As you like find materials, you can build your own shelter, like in your own like base, or you know whatever. I don't know what other uses in the game might pop up that you would, you know, have to build a shelter. But you can take parts of the environment and build that up. So I'm very pumped for that. On the Sony front, Final Fantasy VII is getting a remake, which is pretty awesome. I was talking with my roommate Dan, earlier today, and apparently, like, we were talking about whether it was going to be a direct port of the first one or if they were going to reimagine it. And apparently there's parts of the first one that never got finished. So I didn't know that before. So that's pretty exciting. And then, of course, as it pertains to the Geekcast, the Star Wars Battlefront game finally got some gameplay footage released, and it looks amazing. Have you checked any of that out?
I have not just yet. I plan to very soon.
There's me and Rufus were talking about it. Of the there's part of the game, or the part of the gameplay footage that you'll pop for, and
all right.
Like he was like, I don't know if I really like this. I go, yeah, but when you saw it, did you pop? And he was, oh, definitely. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I think that wraps up. Of course, I'm ready for Arkham Knight, but there wasn't much news coming out about that. But there has been a steady stream of footage from Arkham Knight too.
Yeah, I mean, they just keep releasing stuff for Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Sony stuff was supplemented to me to Square, where we have the Final Fantasy news, and kind of important to me is the finish of the trilogy. Actually, I don't even know if it's going to be a trilogy that could keep going, is Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Big Kingdom Hearts dude. That will get me to buy a PS4, or I think it's also an Xbox One. But I'll kind of weigh my options on that and see where my friends are. Otherwise, I'm a member of the PC Master Race, so I'm not really invested in Sony or Microsoft, I guess. I mean, I guess I'm invested in Microsoft because of the PC, but you know what I mean. That was pretty much all I thought from those two conferences, too. The Nintendo, I kind of did a little bit differently. I kind of banked it all on... Nintendo doesn't just use E3. They have their own YouTube channel where, like, you know, they have Nintendo Direct and all sorts of other things that they do throughout the year. So it's not like E3 is a big everything reveal because they reveal shit throughout the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I say you know what I mean way too much. But to me, it was the Smash DLC, which came out, I think, a day before, actually. And it was Ryu from Street Fighter getting put into Smash Brothers. And then two or three costumes from different games. You could play as, you could create guys from Virtua Fighter and from Tekken. So that's three... Like, that's the closest you're going to get to Virtua Fighter versus Tekken versus Street Fighter, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. And they do a lot of cool things with Ryu. Like, you know, Smash, it's two buttons, you know, attack, special. But with Ryu, you can do, you know, the motions and the moves get stronger. And I think that's pretty awesome. And as someone who always had problems doing Dragon Punch, it's nice that I can just press up B and he does a Shoryuken. So I really appreciate that, but as someone who could always, you know, hit off a fireball or a hurricane kick, it's nice. I'll get a little bit of bonus damage with all that, and on top of it all, I will be able to do some cool stuff. Let's see. Other than that, like the press conference itself was just very fun. Like, it starts off with Muppets of the big three, and they slowly transformed into Star Fox, announcing the new Star Fox game.
Oh, that actually excites me. I hadn't heard that, but that actually excites me.
We can.
There hasn't been a Star Fox since 64, right?
Say what?
There hasn't been a Star Fox game since 64, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They announced a couple of new games. I think Paper Mario and Mario RPG combined, and then they showed some different things. But also, like, I'm kind of counting the Nintendo Championships, the return of the Nintendo Championships, as part of their E3, and that was awesome to me. Like, all the different stages and everything. and somebody who grew up watching The Wizard, I thought it was really cool to watch it live. So I was sad it was nowhere near me, because otherwise I would have participated, at least in the preliminary rounds, and tried to have won my way towards E3 and Nintendo fame. But I think the closest one was up near Chicago, a little past it, so I wasn't able to actually make that trek, sadly.
That's like a 5-hour drive, right?
Yes, and mostly I was out of town, and no one would go with me. So if I could have gone to some of my friends to be like, you know, make a weekend of it, like, you know, go to Best Buy, we try it, none of us made it, fair enough, but, you know, we had a good time together. But I don't want to be that one lone guy who's like, I drove 5 hours to be here. Excuse me?
That's a long drive home, man. I remember when the first Halo, they had, like, the LAN tournaments and that.
Yeah.
A couple of my buddies, like, were like, all right, we're going to go do this. Of course, we always played the same two levels of Halo. So they showed up, and they did not randomly select one of our two levels for their first game, and they just got destroyed by, like, 2 8-year-olds. It was amazing. Could have been the same type of deal, that long ride home type deal. So.
Yeah, and if you're not with your friends, it's not very fun. I mean, you can just like, whoa, you know. But they did show Super Mario Maker, and that looks incredibly fun. Basically, it's like you can create your own Mario levels, and then you can set it to the Mario era you want, sans 64 era. So you can have Nintendo, you can have Super Mario Bros. 3, you can have, I don't think Super Mario Bros. 2, actually. I think Super Mario World, and then the new Super Mario Wii U. And to me, like, that's awesome. Like, no matter what level you do, you can do that. Like, it can be in any of those forms. Also, you can stack enemies on top of each other. Like, I think they had a Koopa on the bottom. There was a Goomba on top of him. Whatever the squid's called. You know what? A blooper.
Yeah.
And then a bullet bill artillery. So whenever, if you could knock out the Koopa, everything would fall, but carry on with what it was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool. And also you can supersize the enemies by dragging a mushroom over them. So instead of a regular Koopa, you get a giant Koopa. Or Bowser. They made some giant Bowsers, too. And those were terrifying. But overall, Nintendo didn't, like, knock it out of the park, I think. But I think they had a good showing. And now, like, they're doing their Treehouse stuff now, so they're doing live demonstrations of everything they showed. And I don't know what they did today. Unfortunately, I was busy, so I didn't get to see what they did today. I'll guess probably some Star Fox and maybe some other stuff. But I also consider that part of their E3, so technically Nintendo's E3 is still going, and that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that's cool, too, that they don't hold all their cards for just one big presentation all throughout the year. You can check that stuff out. So, if you have that one level, it would change the way that the level play is depending on what era you put it in, right?
Because not all the Marios have the same abilities. Like, original Mario 1 just has jump, man. Like, that's all he's got. Super Mario 3 can fly, and from there, like, they get the abilities that they previously had. And I think Wii Mario can wall jump. But, like, it just sounds fun to be able to make levels and then have people play them. Because you can make them and then play them. I would recommend anybody go to the Nintendo YouTube channel and watch the Nintendo Championships, because they are fun and a blast. And I'm still sad I didn't get to be even a part of the preliminaries.
Well, is that something that they're going to do every year now, or is it just for this year?
I have no idea. Like, it's been so long. I think it might just be this year. It'd be awesome if they did every year. Like, one of the, okay, so Ryu was one of the Smash downloadable characters. Lucas from Mother 3 was as well, which Nintendo trolled us and released Mother 1, or I think they're calling it Earthbound Beginnings. But everybody wants Mother 3, and I do too. And I'm not going to say I've played any illegal versions of it, but from what I've seen, it's really good. So I look forward to Earthbound Beginnings. I'll probably end up buying Earthbound Beginnings, and hopefully that will lead them to be like, oh, okay, well, we probably should give them Mother 3. And another one of the DLC to Smash, aside from the costumes, characters, stages, was Tournament. Like, there's a Tournament feature. And I haven't played much of Smash since I downloaded everything. I just kind of booted it up to download everything and then play as a couple of the characters. But I didn't check out the Tournament. But I think you can do kind of like unofficial tournaments, like you, your buddies, or random people. But I think Nintendo will also be hosting Smash tournaments on their servers, and that sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, how does the Nintendo servers work? Is that a free service, or is it pay like the other two?
No, it's totally free.
Awesome.
It's called Miiverse, and I think, or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's totally free. I'm not saying it's perfect either, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the races I've played online and the Smashes that I played against friends and just random people.
Well, you know, and free obviously comes with other issues, but, you know, free is free, too. It's pretty awesome.
I agree. And honestly, I look forward to getting Splatoon. A couple of my friends have it. They really recommend it. And actually, I went out to buy it last weekend, but it was sold out. I went to Best Buy, Walmart, and Target, and all three were sold out. And I was like, well, there you go. That is silly.
That probably lets you know that it's pretty decent, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it was sold out everywhere you go,
There's two new Amiibos I want. Amiibos are like little Nintendo figurines that do stuff for the games, but I like them as statues. A Charizard just came out, and a Ness. And I just found out that the NES Amiibo is exclusive only to GameStop. And I was like, if I would have known that, I would have pre-ordered it. Like, I'm not one to pre-order things too terribly much because I think it's – I dislike it. But something like that, I would, just because I know I'd get in. I just want a little NES statue.
I used to be bigger on pre-ordering because I had to have it the first possible day I could have it. You know? I'm less likely to pre-order. Unless, of course, there's some, like, incentive or there's some, you get some downloadable something or other, you know?
I think the last game I pre-ordered was, a WWE game because it was, like, only play as such and such if you get the pre-order. And I'm like, oh, well, I better pre-order it. And then, like, two months later, it's like, oh, yeah, you can buy them now. I'm like, wait, what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought a WWE game since.
Yeah. They made an announcement. Finn Balor will be in the next game. There's some cool stuff there. We usually stay away from wrestling, but they did have their announcement recently. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposedly the biggest roster. Hopefully they bring back Creative Diva, because apparently Creative Diva wasn't on the last game, which is really fucking narrow-sighted, like. One of my favorite things to do is create fucking wrestlers. And I don't mean like people I know. I mean just like dudes. Like I'd be like, honestly, some of the gear, like I've designed gear on the SmackDown thing and then brought that to life. It's like, you know, it was awesome. And I like creating a move that was 16 suck it chops in a row followed by like a Stone Cold Stunner. That was always fun to do.
I think that 2008 was the last version I played, so I'm probably well behind on everything. So, especially with not to turn it into a wrestling political podcast, but the strides that the Divas division has made recently. It's kind of shocking to me that that would not be a feature. So.
I agree. And hopefully they put some of the next female wrestlers on the game. For some reason, my nose is starting to clog up. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not. So, yeah, hopefully it's awesome. I know Pierre's little brother will get it, and I'll probably play it once or twice there. And if I deem it worthy, I'll pick it up if it seems good enough.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Just some stuff we have planned out in the future, I guess we can list off, get people excited. I guess eventually we will pick some teams for if S.H.I.E.L.D. does Secret/New Warriors.
Yeah.
I think Sky and Lincoln are
coming up. That's probably when they're going to reveal a lot of it.
Yeah. So Sky and Lincoln are pretty much shoo-in, so I'd say we'll probably pick three apiece there.
Yeah, those two and then three more. All right.
That sounds about right there.
Yeah.
What else? We need to do our Civil War draft at some point. I guess we'll wait for Ant-Man to come out before we do that.
All right. See where Ant-Man falls.
Yeah. What else am I missing? What else have we talked about planning recently?
I just did all of Spider-Verse, so I could talk about that for a minute. I can't wait because I want to read what is it? The new Marvel thing that's leading the Battle World. What was that called?
The Secret Wars or the...
The Re-Secret Wars, but there was something before then, too. And I wanted to read that, where, like, the Illuminati and all sorts of crazy shit happens. But I could talk about Spider-Verse. Apparently, Marvel has put the kibosh on any form of action figure or statue of X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's from Figure News. And a couple other things. Like, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of things to talk about. Talk about how I hate the Joker actually has the tattoos and from some of the shots of Harley Quinn. And I'll talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. Jump into Spider-Verse, man, because I know that you were excited about that.
Oh, it was, like... Excuse me. I'll get my one gripe out of the way. I bought the Spider-Verse Omniverse. And it's got, like, a lot... Like, it misses some things. Like, I don't have the Spider-Gwen backstory or anything, but I can pick that up. I know that's a trade, too. But it's got the whole story, and then it's got, like, a lot of the... Like, a couple issues that they refer to. And my big nitpick is, I wish they would have put that in complete order. You know, like, instead of just going, here's Spider-Verse 1 through 15, and then extra, Spider-Verse 1 through 3, like, the two issues where they split... come back to Spider-Verse, like, that's what I would like. That's my only big gripe. Other than that, like, I really liked it. Like, some people didn't, but I really dug it. Like, but I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so, like, all the spiders were cool. They were unique in a way. I really liked Lady Spider, who is Victorian age steampunk Spider-Woman, and she is fucking awesome. She looks cool. She is cool. I liked, she fought what do they call themselves? The Six of Sinistry. That's the Victorian age Sinister Six.
Nice.
Yeah. And like, she's fighting him. She goes, you know, Sinistry isn't really a word to like Doc Ock. And he goes, and like, he has like some lame retort and she goes, I expected better from you, Doctor. And I don't know why, but that just really popped me. I thought that was great. Overall, I felt a great story. I'm sad because they kill a lot of Spider-Men, like alternate universe Spider-Men, and some of which I really liked. Like, I don't want to spoil any of the deaths just in case, but like, there's some ones that make me sad that they kill them. And then there's some heart-wrenching stories. Like, there's a couple issues where it's like Spider-Man fighting these guys and then ultimately failing and dying. And it's kind of fucking sad, man. Like, it got me. But overall, it's good. I would recommend it to, if not the big omnibus that I got, because, and the only reason I got the omnibus was because I was flying to and from Ireland. So I was like, well, I'm going to have 8 hours on a flight. $70? Yeah, absolutely. That seems totally worth, you know, that's $10 an hour to me. So, yeah, cool. And honestly, I read it for the full 8 hours. So it now, was 100% worth it.
Have you checked out any of the Disney HD? I think the second season was based kind of on the Spider-Verse.
I did not. Part of it is because
the second or the third?
Say what?
I think it was the second season, right?
I think so, yeah. Selfishly, I didn't because they canceled Spectacular Spider-Man for it. And I'm sure I've mentioned this. Spectacular Spider-Man is my favorite TV Spider-Man show. Shit, you know what? It might even just beat all the movies because it's what we talked about for the Spider-Man. It's almost like it's got overarching plot, but it's got kind of like a villain. Like Spectacular Spider-Man, I would recommend it. It's on Amazon. You can buy the Blu-ray season. It's only two seasons, seasons one and two, and it's tremendous.
Yeah,
I would recommend anyone buying it.
I think it's still on Netflix, too. So if you have Netflix, check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I think Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes is probably one of the best Avengers cartoons or tellings other than the movies. So I know that's on Netflix. I recommend watching that.
Yeah.
That's only two seasons, too, because we don't get nice things.
And that was awesome. Like one of the best parts of that is remember when before it came out, they would put out like the 15, I want to say, not even like 15, but like maybe like 5 minute little like teaser episodes.
Yeah, to introduce all of the Avengers that they were going to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was amazing to me. And I felt the same way about that series a little bit as you did because Wolverine and the X-Men got canceled for that. And to me, Wolverine and X-Men is so far the best telling of X-Men stories, or at least the characters.
Although, in fairness, X-Men Evolution started off total rubbish, but by the end, it got pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Are we out of time? We're out of time, aren't we?
I think we are 3 minutes into overtime, so for anyone that stuck with us and listened all the way through, we appreciate it, but we will definitely be back next week. I have no idea what we'll do next week, but we'll put it together, man.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I got way more to talk about Spider-Verse. I just summed it up because I thought we were running out of time, so yeah, all right, I'll see
now,
you next week.
Yeah, we'll set some time away next week. And we'll dive. Hope God knows what type of news will pop up between now and then, and we'll make sure to cover that as well.
All right, sounds good.
All right, till next week.
Till next week. See ya.